Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
It is time for the Spillover with AD, sponsored by Cedars for Give to Lincoln Day. Since 1947, Cedars has been there for kids who have no other safe place to go. From the very beginning, they believe in every kid, providing them with the safety and stability they deserve. Your gift to Cedars on Give to Lincoln Day will support services that show the kids in our care the community that believes in them. Also, Give to Lincoln Day is next Thursday, May 30th. AD, good morning. I told you that Pittsburgh is the host of the NFL draft in 2026. You said not going still, right?
Why is that?
You know, if I do go, obviously that's where my family's from. You know,
a large part
of my family's from Pittsburgh. If I go, it wouldn't be for the draft per se. It would be to where I would go when Pittsburgh was up. You know, stay for that first round pick and then bounce. Yeah, I'm out after that.
Why are you not interested?
He had a great answer for this.
Yeah, it just doesn't appeal to me to stand in with a bunch of people waiting for names to be called.
It's not a game.
That's like the airport. It's a glorified airport, like you guys were talking earlier. That's just not my deal. And to each their own. But that just really doesn't appeal to me.
It must be more than that. The NFL must make it more than that to a certain extent. Yeah. They entertain a little
bit. There's a lot of entertainment that goes on.
That they do bring out entertainment.
Yeah. And if I did do something like that, I'd want a chair to sit down. I'm just not standing in the crowd for, you know, several hours just to listen to names.
Roger Goodell needs to be listening to this conversation.
Yeah.
Does he, though? Because
yes.
Detroit had 800,000 people
good point.
In the 3 days they were there.
Does he?
So they're doing okay.
They make it a show.
It's just not my type of show.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, it begs the question, where is it next year?
Green Bay.
Okay.
And AG, Amon Green, will be there at the draft. He'll be an honorary celebrity there in Green Bay.
Detroit had 800,000 people. I have a friend in Detroit. She said it was incredible.
Chaos.
How many people were there. Incredible.
Well, you saw the crowd. I mean, they showed pictures. It was amazing.
They do it up, man.
Is the NFL king or what?
Yeah.
NFL is king.
Yeah. Yeah, they do a heck of a job with it, man. They do a heck of a job.
The NFL's king. I wonder if the NFL even gets stronger because college football's in this period of tumult where people, I just wonder how many people gravitate. I can tell you personally, just anecdotally, there's friends of mine who say, I'm out on college. Okay.
There's a couple odd things happening in the NFL this year. We've not discussed this on the airwaves, but you think about the opening kickoff of the season. You're going to see, is it Ravens Chiefs opening game of the season? It's going to be odd because there's a new look in kickoffs where the kickoff team stands at the opponent's 40-yard line.
Yeah.
You're not running down with the kicking team, and you can't move until the ball is fielded.
Better take those pictures quick.
So it's going to be a little odd with the change like that. Like, this is not the NFL I know. This is not football that I know. Mm. It might be good for the game, but it's going to look weird to see. You're not running with the kicker down the sideline. They're already at the 40-yard line and can't go until the ball's caught. So
it just can't be 1976 again, can it?
It can't. It won't. It can't and it won't.
It's going to be interesting.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
AD, rough. I'm curious your thoughts before we get out of here. Our conversation from Bill's Thrills. You fly three times a week. It feels like he's always in the air. Etiquette on the airplane. Are you someone that engages in conversation like Sip said he might, or would you be like Bill and say maybe hi at the most and instantly to the earbuds or fake sleeping?
I come on with here the headphones okay, on right
don't
away.
Even start
I
talking
mean, it's
to
letting
me.
You know it's the universal sign that. I don't want to talk. I'm always acknowledge people. I'll just, and it's a, the head nod. It's this.
I will be
or
damned.
I'll just go like that. Because if that person,
I'll be go to
you
hell.
Say good morning to the wrong, you say good afternoon, good morning or good afternoon or hello to the wrong, and I see the wrong person, the one who wants to talk.
Yep.
Because there's some that go on there. They're looking for somebody to talk to. When they sit down, hey, where are you going? Right away, I'm thinking, not going to happen.
Now, Jake, I want to be clear on something. I have not ruined the experience for anybody. I mean, I am always open to it, and I feel some guilt sometimes when I don't talk much. What's this guy's problem?
Well, check this out, you guys.
No guilt?
No, absolutely not.
No guilt. Okay. Here's one about, and I need to find this. I met a lady. I was heading out of Omaha. This is probably five. This is before COVID.
Okay.
And older lady,
okay.
Very sweet. We ended up talking the whole flight.
Okay.
And I think it was a godsend because I really needed it. And she was raised in a different era,
mm-hmm.
a different time. We talked about race. We talked about, she was probably, she's passed now. I know that for a fact because she was relatives to a friend of mine, Dave Zimmer, that lives in Kearney, Nebraska.
Okay.
They knew her. They were like their aunt or something. Great aunt. Older lady. The sweetest conversation. And she shared so much wisdom.
Hmm.
And
so you did talk in this case.
This case, you know what? I know it just was a sovereign. It was a sovereign meeting.
Okay.
Because she shared so much insight. This is when we're kind of going very through. I don't know what they always are, but a very tumultuous time in our country,
mm-hmm.
racially wise.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And she sat and talked with me and shared so much insight and so much wisdom.
Hmm.
And it was just amazing, man. It was amazing.
So there's
and
cases.
I wasn't looking for it. I wasn't. It was just one of those.
You didn't have your earphones on.
It was serendipity. I actually did.
Did you?
Yeah. And I took them off for half a second. Gotcha. She
oh,
got me.
Oh boy.
But you know that conversation went on for the entire flight.
Hmm. I never wear earphones.
Very enlightening.
Well, maybe bring some with you next time. But you can have good conversations. But mostly, it's hey, this is you know my time to chill.
Oh boy,
it is because you know usually Sip, you just got done, and everybody's different. You had just finished covering a game, you may be tapped out or whatever. I just maybe share with the audience. You know, you're talking to people. The last thing I want to do is talk some more. But sometimes it's just a sovereign connection, man. Mm-hmm. That one was.
What it is. All right, that's it for us. The Drive with Raf, AD, and Amon Green is next for Steve Sipple and Bill Bush. I am Jake Sorensen. We will see you. Tomorrow.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.